Phoenix Audio presents.
And Then Arnie Told Chee-Chee by Don Wade. Tommy Armour had a wonderful playing career, winning a British Open, a U.S. Open, a PGA Championship, and three Canadian Opens, just for starters. After retiring from active competition, he had a highly successful teaching career at Winged Foot Golf Club in the summers and in Florida in the winters. A Winged Foot member approached Armour one day and asked if he could schedule a lesson. "What's your problem?" Armour asked. "I want you to teach me how to put backspin on the ball, like the pros do," the member answered. "Well, let me ask you something," said Armour. "How often do you hit the ball past the hole?" The member thought about it for a few moments and then said, "Why, hardly ever." "Then why do you want to know how to make the ball back up?" asked Armour. Late in his playing career and for the rest of his life, Armour had a healthy, some say unhealthy, thirst. For a long period of time, his routine of choice would be a scotch and soda, followed by a Bromo Seltzer, a chaser he'd determine as the mood struck him, and finally, a gin buck. After pausing to catch his breath, he'd start all over again. Naturally, his friends became concerned. "Tommy, better watch it," said Walter Hagen. "That Bromo Seltzer's gonna kill him." A member at Augusta National was sitting in the clubhouse with some friends following their round. "You know, this is a great club, but I think it's only an average course," he said. "In fact, I think my course back up north is a better test of golf." A week later, the contents of his locker arrived at his club back up north. The caddies at Augusta have long been recognized as a colorful bunch.